Cattle ranchers got a break this week. Their grazing fees on public lands just dropped to the lowest amount allowed under federal law. The average savings per rancher will be just $32 a year, but as Amanda Peacher reports, the decision is still controversial.
Bob Skinner starts up his all-terrain vehicle. He uses it to get around his remote ranch near the Idaho-Oregon border. It's calving season, so several times a day he drives his land to check for newborn calves.
There's a brand new one.
He spots a rust-colored calf on wobbly legs right next to its mother.
He's standing up all right.
The cow assumes a protective stance as Skinner comes near.
They don't leave them if they're brand new.
The calf seems to be in good shape, so Skinner zooms away. In a few months, Skinner will turn all his cows and calves out to eat grass on public lands. He's happy about the Bureau of Land Management and Forest Service decision to lower grazing fees to just $1.35 a month. That's the price for grazing one horse, five goats, five sheep, or for Skinner, one cow and her calf.
It's not one of our big expenses.
But he's quick to add,
we have big expenses running on public lands.
Things like gas, building materials, and labor costs. Skinner compares it to being a renter whose landlord expects you to pay for maintenance and repairs.
The government does nothing. I mean nothing. We have to maintain all the fences.
Those fences often see a lot of wear and tear over the winter. Ranchers like Skinner are also responsible for pipelines or troughs that provide water to cows.
And there's a lot of things go wrong on a pipeline. Sometimes we fix four or five breaks a day.
And then there's the volatility in the beef market, depending on what's going on with, say, tariffs. Brian Lombard is with the BLM. He says the government takes current market conditions into account when calculating the fee. His agency looks at things like fluctuations in beef prices and the general costs of livestock production.
Generally, these increases and decreases, they have the most influence on what happens with the grazing fee.
And Lombard argues the fee reduction might even encourage more people to apply for grazing permits. That, of course, means more money for the program.
I think it's going to increase participation. We currently have 18,000 leasing permits. I would suspect that that's probably going to go up next year as a result of this.
That idea terrifies Scott Lake. He's with the nonprofit conservation group Western Watersheds Project. Lake says all this grazing on public lands has dire consequences.
First and foremost is the cost of the land itself and the ecological services and recreational values that we're sacrificing in order to sustain public lands grazing.
Environmentalists like Lake want to see the government raise fees for ranchers and put those dollars toward habitat improvements. And that's not Lake's only issue with the current fee. Under the Trump administration, grazing fees have hit rock bottom. He says the program is a sort of economic gobbledygook.
It's a raw deal for the taxpayers. The grazing program doesn't even recoup the money that BLM spends on it.
It's not a good deal for the government at all.
That's Neil Rimby, and he agrees. Rimby's a range economist and a professor emeritus with the University of Idaho. He says the BLM's rangeland management program costs more than it brings in, about $63 million more, according to the agency. So if it's not a good deal for government, what about ranchers? Are they getting a great deal here?
Well, I'll give you the typical economist answer. It depends.
Rimby says each rancher's profit margin depends in part on how much money and time they have to devote to upkeep. For rancher Bob Skinner, that's a lot. But he thinks it's worth it for him and the country.
Name me one government program that's not a loss. Name me one. Education, transportation, name me one.
The BLM and the Forest Service manage more than 441 million acres of public land, mostly in 12 western states. This is the second time grazing fees have dropped under the Trump administration. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.